Mission Impossible. Well, in the TV program and indeed the film, our hero, Jim Phelps or Ethan Hunt, is given a secret mission to carry out with a carefully chosen team of experts. And after he hears the details of that mission, an anonymous voice says that the tape or the message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Well, God sent Jesus on a mission. It's like your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to seek and to save what was lost. Luke 9:19. And I wonder if you could add to that, this world will self-destruct in the future. Indeed. I don't know if you've ever been lost, but it's not a nice feeling, is it, to be lost? How am I going to get out of this mess? Will I get home again? We can lose our way all too easily. We can think that I know best. I know the right thing to do. I'm in charge of my future. We're tempted to go down a wrong path. We get greedy. We want power. We think we don't need anyone else. We sin. Me, me, me. More, more, more. Now, now, now. We've got our own way. Well, how can Jesus bring us back? How can Jesus save us from our sin and give us hope for the future? Surely this is a mission impossible. In Matthew 19 we read, Jesus looked straight at them and answered, "This is impossible for human beings, but for God everything is possible." If you think of Jesus' ministry, he turned water into wine. He calmed the storm and walked on the water. He fed over 5,000 people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. He healed the sick and the disabled, even from a distance. He brought a man back to life after he died. Jesus made the impossible possible. And here in today's reading, we read that Jesus rose from the dead. So you've all got these, hopefully, there's some more at the back, but obviously there's 2 ways to hold it up. You can hold it up that way, in which case you're happy, or you can hold it up that way, in which case you're sad. So, Matthew chapter 28. We're told that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. How do you think they were feeling? They're looking sad at the prospect of doing this. There was a violent earthquake. What did that make them feel? And then they went to the tomb, and what did they see? They saw an angel. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. There he was, sitting on the big rock. Well, how were they feeling then, seeing this angel? And then the guards were told. The guards were so afraid of this angel. How are the guards feeling? But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid." How did that make the women feel? If, do not be afraid. And he says to them, "He's not here, he has risen." He has risen. Wonder what, how did the women feel then? He has risen. Did they know what that meant? They'd just gone to the tomb to put some spices with the body. And how did that make them feel? "Then go quickly, tell the disciples." So the women hurried away, afraid. Now, how are you going to do this one? Afraid, yet filled with joy. How are they going to do that? Afraid, but also filled with joy. Okay. "Suddenly, Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him and clasped his feet." How are they feeling? And Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers." So how were they feeling at that thought? So were they happy? Or actually, were they a bit frightened at what they were going to have to do? How were they feeling? So on the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. The stone had been rolled away from Jesus' tomb. Inside the tomb where Jesus' body had been placed, now there was no sign of it. It had gone. On the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. Not only was the tomb empty, but Jesus was walking around, meeting with the two Marys and the other women, 2 days after he had been dead. Jesus had risen from the dead. But he wasn't a ghost. He wasn't a spirit. He still had his body, because we're told that the women clasped his feet. And during the next 40 days, over 500 people will see Jesus in his resurrection body. On the first Easter morning, the impossible happened. Death could not hold Jesus in the grave. Death was defeated. Jesus was raised to life. And the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead would change people's lives. It changed the life of Mary, his mother. It changed the lives of his disciples, who went on to form the early church. And also it changed the life of a man called Saul. Saul was going around arresting people for saying that they believed in the risen Jesus. But Jesus came to meet Saul in an amazing way, and Saul turned from hating Jesus to loving Jesus. And he changed his name from Saul to Paul. And it was Paul who wrote, "By our baptism, we were buried with him and shared his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the death by the glorious power of the Father, so also we might live a new life." The fact that Jesus is alive means that we can all live a new life. Jesus is always with us, now and forever. He is working his purposes out in our lives. He hears our prayers. He helps us to make decisions. He watches over us. He comforts us. He gives us courage. He fills our life with good things. And the fact that Jesus is alive proves that he was the Son of God. Everything he said about himself was true. Even his disciples who went around with him, hearing him preach the good news and performing miracles, even they didn't realize who he really was until after the resurrection. John 2. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scriptures and the word that Jesus had spoken. Their lives were changed. Our lives can be changed. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead means that we too can hope for eternal life, a life with Jesus forever. We are no longer lost. We have been found. That earthquake would have shaken up the people. And the resurrection is a seismic event that has changed our past, changed our present, and changes our future. Now, there may have been days in your life when something really special happened that was life-changing. Perhaps when you got married, or when you give birth to each of your children, when you start a new job that you've always wanted to do, when you left hospital that time, when you made a new friend at school, when you learnt a new skill, developed a talent, got into university, reached a cup final, won a competition, life-changing things perhaps. And the events of Easter morning would change the entire world. As one author called Tom Wright puts it, the God who remained apparently silent on Good Friday is having the last word. He is answering the unspoken questions of Jesus' followers and the spoken questions of Jesus himself on the cross. What God is doing is not just an extraordinary miracle, a display of supernatural power for its own sake, or a special favor to Jesus. What God is doing is starting something new, beginning the new world that was promised long ago, sending the disciples first to Galilee, but then on to the ends of the world with the good news of all that has happened. But some people, when faced with the story of the resurrection, they just shrug their shoulders. So what? Others think it foolish, unbelievable. Others see it as a challenge to their way of thinking. And that was true of the chief priests. They didn't want their position in the community to be affected. They didn't want the people to think that there was another way to relate to God. So they bribe the soldiers to tell lies. And people today also think that the idea of the resurrection is threatening. People try to find an alternative explanation to the empty tomb, for the rise of the early church. They think that the church is ridiculous to hold on to its belief in something that so-called scientific evidence has shown to be impossible. But many years ago, people believed that the sun and the planets went around the earth. And the earth was at the center. Then along came a man called Copernicus, who through observation and measurement showed that it was the other way round. The Earth and all the other planets go around the sun. People were appalled with that idea. It went against everything that they believed in. And they argued against this new idea. It took another century before his ideas were accepted. Something that the people thought was impossible to believe in was actually the truth. So people today do feel threatened by the idea of the resurrection because it goes against everything that's important to them. They are at the centre of their world and they can't see things any other way. But the truth of the resurrection is here to stay. It's been tested over time, and no one has proved it to be wrong. What seems impossible is made possible by God. Now, I'm not sure if you enjoy an Easter egg hunt, but actually, that hunt is a good reminder to us that just as we search for those eggs, so Jesus has searched for us. We were lost, but we were found. So around the church, there are some eggs. So I'll give you a couple of minutes to find those eggs around the church while the rest of us listen to a song. Good. Well, there were 20 out there somewhere, but hopefully you've all got one. So, just as we might rejoice when we find an egg, God rejoices when another person turns from a life of sin, from a life of me, 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 to him, him, him. God still has his mission to seek and to save the lost. Do we think that that is impossible? The fact that we are all here today says that actually it is possible and we can help. so it is, we need to rejoice. Now I apologise if I'm going to ruin a song, but I invite you to use your blowers to join in. We will sing it twice today, so hopefully we'll do it once with blowers and once without. So please stand, pick up your blowers, and we'll sing Oh Happy Day. Greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Forever I am changed. When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy and perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Yeah. Yeah.